the question that often comes up from students is, what do you mean when you say dynasty?
Right.
What do you mean when you say dynasty?
See, the king, stay the king, all right? So how do you get to be the king? Y'all don't know how to play chess, do you? So nothing, man. Look, I'll teach y'all if y'all want to learn.
Welcome back. Huge news today. Brandon Marshall has finally signed with an NFL team. That team being the Seattle Seahawks. I can't say I told you so, but I told you so. I knew this was going to happen. It was either him or Dez. I chose Marshall going there because that's the cheaper option. He's 34 years old and feels like he has something to prove. He is now that big body receiver that will take the Jimmy Graham targets away in the end zone. He may be close to the lead in touchdowns for the Seattle Seahawks, but I think it still is 100% Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin is their number one receiver, and I love the improvement that this makes for Baldwin and Russell Wilson going forward this season. I'd like to start with this PSA on trades. Please, please, please pay attention to the team that you are trading to. This is a very important thing in all leagues around. If you don't pay attention to the team you are trading to, they more than likely will dupe one over on you, or you're helping stack already the best team in the league. That's a big deal. That's not only a big deal to the league, but that should be a huge deal to you, because you're making your chances of succeeding in the league even smaller. Always be closing and always try to improve your team, but don't do it by stacking the best team even more. That's dumb. Plain dumb. In more news, I've been seeing increasing reports of AP signing very soon. That's Adrian Peterson, for those who don't know. Possible places I see him going are the Texans, the Saints, and even possibly Miami. Miami obviously has running back questions. They signed Frank Gore, yes, but he's very old. They also signed Kalen Ballage from the draft. This is someone I would also keep attention to in drafts and in waiver wires or free agency. Ballage may be able to make a year one impact because the team refuses to commit to Kenyon Drake for some reason. Another piece of news I'm seeing a lot of people talk about is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield will not start the year. It will be Tyrod Taylor. So enough is enough. Take into the fact that he isn't the starter yet. He has a great future in football, but not instantly. Be sure you have another quarterback that can start this year for you before you force yourself to start a quarterback who's on the bench for the first four games at the least. Also, all the hype about Darius Geis in redraft leagues, please chill. Coach Gruden has already come out and said Geis won't play the third down. That's Chris Thompson's role 1,000%. Geis will be a two-down back. Now, how much can he get on two-down back work? And how many check-down passes will he catch from Alex Smith? Because we all know Alex Smith is the king of check-downs, not the deep ball. Don't at me. Could be a great amount. So Geis does have that great playmaking potential, but he is a very big risk at his ADP right now. Pay attention and make the smart decision. So I'm going on vacation, and I plan on giving you guys the best show possible that I can to hold you off till I get back. We have a jam-packed show today, starting with Red Zone Monsters. I took every stat last year acquired in the end zone, whether it was quarterback stats, running backs, wide receivers, or tight end stats, compiled them all into one, and basically took the top three of each position. I may have added a few here and there just to help you out along the way. Let's start with quarterbacks. Drew Brees is my favorite quarterback in the league right now, and he is the best in the end zone. He had a 66.67% efficiency in the end zone in a passer rate and completion rate. So that's how efficient he is inside those 20 yards, which is phenomenal. This is better than Tom Brady, and this is a great thing for all dynasty owners. Buy Drew Brees cheap because of his age, and you will have a locked-in quarterback one who is the most efficient in the red zone. The next red zone beast is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is right behind Drew Brees with a 63.9% completion rating. Basically a 64% completion rating inside the 20. This is why Carson Wentz was such a great fantasy quarterback last year. He minimized the mistakes and paid his dues to all owners by rewarding them with the best quarterback season last year. Aaron Rodgers is the next guy, and everybody's forgetting about A-Rod. At one point, this guy was the best quarterback year after year in this game. He had a 62% completion rating in the red zone, and he is phenomenal when it comes to clutchness. This is the most clutch quarterback in the NFL, and I love to get him on my team. If he starts to fall in drafts, which I don't see happening, I will get me some shares of Aaron Rodgers. As of now, the reach is too much for me. Moving on to running backs. We have Todd Gurley. We have Le'Veon Bell. We have Mark Ingram. We have Carlos Hyde. And we have a surprise at number 5. I'm giving you guys 5 running backs because number 1 and number 2 are a given. We all know Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell are top in the red zone because their teams make it to the red zone more than any other teams. That being said, we go to Mark Ingram, who is suspended for the first 4 games of this season. So his ADP is dropping heavily, and I am getting all the shares of Mark Ingram because he is the steal of the draft right now. Mark Ingram had 9 TDs in the red zone. That's a 65% efficiency rating in the red zone. That's how good he was. This is an amazing steal right now. If he can give me 5 TDs for where he's going, I will take it any day of the week. Carlos Hyde had 8 touchdowns in the red zone. He had a 70% receiver rating in the red zone. You want those players to be sure they are catching the ball in the red zone. And that's what we need. That's exactly what we want. We want reliable receivers on our team, whether that's at tight end, wide receiver, or running back. Number 5, surprise, it's Jordan Howard. I'm not a fan of Jordan Howard because I just find him very bland. But he gets the job done and was on a bad offense last year and seemingly had a great year. He had 8 touchdowns in the red zone with a 57% efficiency rating. That 57% is due to go up because I don't think he is that bad. He cannot catch, but he is good with the ball in his arms. He goes for what's blocked and leans his body forward behind his pads to get a little bit extra. I'm not too high on Jordan Howard and I wouldn't pay his current price. But if he's almost free and you have a discouraged owner, hop on it. As far as the wide receivers, number 1 is Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry had a 78% catch percentage in the red zone. He supported that with 9 touchdowns. He plays for the Cleveland Brownies now. He will not receive as many targets as he did in Miami because he plays for the Browns. They're still going to struggle on offense. We like all the shiny new toys, but they still have the old batteries in them. They have Josh Gordon, they have Corey Coleman, they have Antonio Callaway, and breakout tight end David Njoku. They also have Hyde, Chubb, and Duke Johnson in that backfield. Instead of going for Carlos Hyde or one of those pieces, just get Baker Mayfield in Dynasty. He's the one that'll benefit from all of these. Instead of picking exactly one thing to benefit, just take the quarterback because that's the best case scenario for you. Another one I found interesting is Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs had an 80% efficiency rating in the red zone and also had a great catch percentage with 7 touchdowns in the red zone. The emergence of Adam Thielen last year helped him out a lot. If Stephon Diggs can stay healthy, he is no doubt a top 10 wide receiver. Adam Thielen helps him get single coverage, and Diggs is great in space and can make plays after the catch and huge plays going for the catch. This is someone I'm seeing myself acquire in most leagues because of where he's going in drafts. I'm very, very comfortable taking him there. 5th is another surprise. That's Sammy Watkins. I'm not a fan of Sammy Watkins, and I don't think he will be good with the Chiefs. But here's the case for him. His percentage last year was 75% in the red zone, and he had 7 touchdowns in the red zone. That's great. That's a very good receiver, almost wide receiver 1 numbers just off of touchdowns. If memory serves me right, he had 800 yards last year with the Rams. I think that's his ceiling with the Chiefs this year. As far as tight ends go, number 1, Jimmy Graham, 10 touchdowns in the red zone. Number 2 is Zach Ertz, 8 touchdowns in the red zone. Third is Tyler Kroft. Now this name is interesting. He had a 77% catch percentage in the red zone and 7 touchdowns. This was all after Tyler Eifert got hurt. I like Tyler Kroft a lot, and if you're going the way in a draft where you're not drafting any tight ends, He is great to pick up off the waiver wire and pair him with a Troy Fumagalli, Jared Cook, or someone who can basically stream with him throughout the year. I think Tyler Eifert is a great pick if he stays healthy, but the question is, will he stay healthy? I'm betting on the later of him not staying healthy and getting Tyler Kroft where I can and need a tight end. For this episode, I'm combining Red Zone Beasts with Smart Theft. Smart thefts are your way of getting a smart deal that's going to be in your favor. Starting back at the quarterbacks, we have Drew Brees. Some players I would trade for Drew Brees are Jordan Reed, Dak Prescott, O.J. Howard, and picks 206 to 212, possibly even Robert Woods. I would rather a QB1 than all of those players. Carson Wentz. Some players I'm trading for Carson Wentz are Mike Gesicki, the 203 and on. I'm trading Tom Brady for any deal I can get a starter for. And I'm also trading Robbie Anderson for Carson Wentz. As far as Aaron Rodgers, that's more of a hard thing to do because of his appeal to the fantasy industry. That is someone who has very high capital in the fantasy industry and will be hard to acquire. Some players I would consider trading for him are Jarvis Landry, Russell Wilson, the 110 and on, and the combination of possibly a quarterback like Cam Newton, who's young and appealing to the eye, but not so good in reality. Or Trey Burton. I would a quarterback like that and a tight end like that together. Or a quarterback and tight end like that with a pick after 110 for Aaron Rodgers. For Todd Gurley, I would trade Dalvin Cook and more. I've seen him go for Tariq Cohen and Joe Mixon. I would do that any day. I would give up the 101 and more for Todd Gurley and any player but DeAndre Hopkins. As I've said before, DeAndre Hopkins and Todd Gurley are neck and neck in my rankings. I'm updating my profiler model right now, and it is very close, coming down to decimal points. So that's the only player I would not move for Todd Gurley. Don't overpay, but know who you're getting in reality. You're getting the best player in the NFL right now. For Mark Ingram, even though he has a 4-game suspension, I would be willing to dish out some pieces for him. I would trade Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Kerryon Johnson, even Devin Funchess. The one player I'm on the fence for trading for him is Josh Gordon. I think Josh Gordon has great upside, but I'm also a little worried about how the pieces will fit in Cleveland. As I said earlier, the person I'm targeting in that offense is Baker Mayfield. That's who I want. I don't know if I want Josh Gordon because he seems a little risky. If I am desperate for a running back, I may consider trading Josh Gordon for Mark Ingram if I think I can get past the first 4 weeks without losing too many games. The next running back we had on our list was Carlos Hyde. I've seen Carlos Hyde go for A.J. Green. I've also seen him go for Deontay Foreman. I would not trade A.J. Green for him, but I would trade Foreman. I think Foreman is more appealing to the eye than he is on the field. I don't know if he'll ever be a real thing more than a hype. I do like Foreman because of I liked him in college, but I don't know if I want to ride with him. For this reason alone, I would trade him for Carlos Hyde, who I do like long term. I've said on previous shows, and I'll say it again, Carlos Hyde is a top 6 talent in the NFL. He just hasn't had a team commit to him 100%. There's always been little questions clouding him. Injuries don't help his case either, but I'm willing to take a risk on him if I must. I would trade pick 201 and on for Carlos Hyde, and I would also go as far as trading Jimmy Garoppolo for Hyde. Quarterbacks have the most variance from year to year. They can be streamed, and you can get a great one for cheap. I would be willing to dish this out for a piece at the skill position that's the most scarce going forward. For the surprise running back of Jordan Howard, I would trade the 201, Chris Hogan, Nelson Aguilar, D.D. Westbrook, and Ronald Jones. That's it. Of course, things that are ranked less than that would be available for Jordan Howard, but I don't have enough time to get into it right now. On to the receivers. Stephon Diggs, arguably my favorite receiver out of this group. I would go as far as to trade in Devontae Freeman for him if I really needed a wide receiver. I think Diggs has a brighter future than Freeman, and I'm a little worried about Freeman's injuries of recent. I would trade the 107 and on for Diggs. That is after my number one wide receiver in rookie drafts is gone, and the top 6 running backs, then I would be willing to trade that pick for Diggs because he is a proven asset more than anything after that pick. He is better than any receiver I see after that pick as well. A.J. Green would be able to be moved for Stephon Diggs. I think that is a very, very viable argument to be made, and I would do it. Another receiver I'm on the fence for trading for Stephon Diggs is Julio Jones. I think Julio has a great chance to have a Calvin Johnson type year this year with the emergence of Mohamed Sanu last year, to an even bigger role, and Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley will be the third wide receiver in that offense and will open it up a little bit more to where Julio has more one-on-one, especially in the red zone. That's what we need, Julio touchdowns. He is a factor for great progression, so I'm on the fence whether it's him or Diggs. Coming as a surprise to you guys, I would trade Leonard Fournette for Stephon Diggs. I'm not high on Leonard Fournette, and I think his time in this league is very limited. I would sell high while I can after last year and get a guaranteed wide receiver. For Jarvis Landry and Sammy Watkins, I'm not too interested in trading for them, but I will tell you the combined players I would be willing to move for them. I would trade 205 and on for Jarvis Landry. Golden Tate, AJ Green, LeSean McCoy, all for Jarvis Landry. For Sammy Watkins, I would trade Aguilar, McCoy, or Kyle Rudolph, or the possible combination of Devontae Parker and a pick after 208. That's what I would do for Sammy Watkins. For those of you that are interested in Jimmy Graham, Zach Ertz, or Tyler Kroft, for Jimmy Graham, I would trade Nick Foles and Jordy Nelson, which I've seen done. I would trade any second round pick, also Kenyon Drake or Jay Ajayi. I think Jimmy Graham can still make an impact in that Packers offense. It is just a big risk because we've seen the amount of impact that tight ends can have with the Packers, and it isn't pretty. Aaron Rodgers doesn't like his tight ends for some reason, unless he's throwing up Hail Marys. In order to acquire Zach Ertz, it would take a very good smart theft. I'm not sure if these players will work, but I have seen them go for Zach Ertz in a few leagues. Deion Lewis, who I think will be the starting running back in Tennessee, more on that later. Sterling Shepard for Zach Ertz, I've seen done. Marquise Goodwin and Carlos Hyde for Zach Ertz is also something I would do if I was desperate for the tight end position. For Tyler Kroft, I've seen him go for a 2019 fourth round pick. Larry Fitzgerald, of course I would like Larry Fitzgerald over Tyler Kroft. Then I saw Corey Coleman and a fifth round pick go for Tyler Kroft. That is something I'd be willing to do going forward if Eifert gets hurt this year. That wraps up our red zone beast and our smart theft. We're about at the halfway point of the show, so I'd like to reward you guys, or girls, for listening with this interesting fact. The most red zone running back touches per game, 1 to 10, are Le'Veon Bell with 4.9 touches a game, Todd Gurley with 4.6 touches per game, Ezekiel Elliott with 4.3 touches per game, Melvin Gordon with 3.6 touches per game, and Carlos Hyde with 3.1 touches per game. That is your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon, and Carlos Hyde. 6 through 10 goes like this. Mike Gillisley with 3 red zone touches per game. LeSean McCoy had 2.8, and so did Devontae Freeman. Deion Lewis had 2.7 red zone touches per game, and Kareem Hunt had 2.7. Those players were your best bet at red zone scores last year in the rushing category. Players I see that can do that again this year are Bell, Gurley, Zeke, Gordon, possibly Hyde, but I think Chubb replaces him sooner than later. I think Jeremy Hill and Mike Gillisley battle out in camp for that spot, so it'll be interesting to see if Gillisley can ignite that fire he once had. Sean McCoy and Freeman can definitely do this again. Kareem Hunt also, but Deion Lewis is there. More on that later. Lamar Jackson and Alex Collins will be a great duo as soon as the end of this year. Possibly both a quarterback one and an RB1 right there for you. Keep that in mind. On to a few listener questions. First question is basically this simple little conundrum. Rank Marlon Mack, Jordan Wilkins, Nyheim Hines, and Christian Michael. I'm a huge Christian Michael truther, but I have been bitten in the butt too many times to count on that. So I would rank them this way. Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, Christian Michael, and Jordan Wilkins. I think Marlon Mack has the chance to take the league by storm this year, similar to how David Johnson did. Don't think he's as talented as David Johnson, but he was highly touted compared to David Johnson coming out of college. So he has a great chance of producing a similar season to David Johnson's breakout season in that offense, especially with Andrew Luck at the helm. Question number two is the 2018 breakout for me. That's the main man, Joe Mixon. That's who I like this year, and that's who will break out. Potential RB5 on the year. That's my hot flame take on this. Second year wide receiver breakout, more on that later. So I've been speaking to my good friends at Dynasty Trade Calculator on all things Dynasty recently. They were kind enough to provide me with the top pieces that are being selected in their trade calculator this offseason. I'm going to run through them and hit on the ones that I found interesting. Not going to cover any picks because there is a bulk load of things you could do with picks. Number 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all 2019 picks. This is important to know because right now is not too early to be thinking about next year. You should constantly be thinking about next year and the year after. So 2019 and 2020, those are the picks you want to acquire right now because this is the cheapest they'll be. Next, they had Jerick McKinnon, which I think is a great sell high because of this. I don't think Jerick McKinnon will be a top 10 running back like everyone does. Jerick McKinnon very much disappointed as a starter and was splitting time with Matt Asiata. That's something that concerns me. I do think he can be a great Chris Thompson-like back in that offense and catch a lot of passes with the 49ers, but I'm trying to sell Jerick McKinnon for the more proven assets, those being the Davante Adams. I like Davante Adams a lot this year, and I think he is the next huge wide receiver, especially with the quarterback he has. Not going to say where I have him ranked yet, but I would trade Jerick McKinnon for Davante. Hunter Henry is also there. Don't really want to speak much on Hunter Henry because of the fact of what happened, but he is a great buy low. Use this injury as a buy-in opportunity. Buy low, a.k.a. Will Fuller, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, or even LeSean McCoy. That's who I would get Hunter Henry for. Another two interesting names I see is Allen Robinson and Joe Mixon. I was on this boat early, acquiring Joe Mixon and Allen Robinson. I have the pair in most of my leagues for Dynasty, and I'm so proud of myself going forward. I think this is a great steal in Allen Robinson and Joe Mixon because their value is bound to inflate over the next year. Do what you must to acquire them, but don't overblow it. Ask me if you have any questions and I will be willing to help. Or use the trade chart, which can be found on patreon.com/dynastywire, to help you out in this dilemma. Tevin Coleman is another person that I see being searched for. He's actually the 14th most searched for in Dynasty Trade Calculator. I talked about Tevin Coleman last episode, so go give it a listen if you haven't yet. This is an RB1 going forward, depending on the landing spot, and I very much think he can return instant value if something happens to Freeman this year. The others rounding out the top 25 for Dynasty Trade Calculator are Stephon Diggs, Juju Smith-Schuster, Amari Cooper, and Derrick Henry. Amari Cooper is my wide receiver 9, and coincidentally, he's being drafted as the number 9 wide receiver. He is exactly where he needs to be. Derrick Henry is a sell, sell, sell. I'm getting more and more reports from friends in Tennessee saying that it looks like Deion Lewis will be the back to have in that offense. Yeah, Derrick Henry will probably get the goal line, but Deion Lewis can catch passes, and he had the 9th most red zone touches last year with the Patriots. That little running back carousel that we see with the Patriots year to year that gives us headaches, Deion Lewis was the boss of that. He's finally healthy and finally at a good price. Get him while you can for cheap. Juju Smith-Schuster is only going to get better. In half a season starting, he basically halved Antonio Brown's stats. If he can do that for a full season, he'll be neck and neck with Brown. Of course Brown's going to finish higher, but you get the picture. This is someone I want on my team, and I am paying high for Juju because I think it only gets better from here on out. I saved the 17th overall search for last because that name is Corey Coleman. Now let's get right into it because I think Taywan Taylor has a great chance to outperform Corey Coleman in that Tennessee Titans offense as soon as this year. Corey Coleman is 6'3", 209. He has 4.53 speed, and his current ADP is 67th overall. That's a great outlook for a wide receiver. His best comp that I could come up with is either Eric Decker or Jordan Matthews. We've seen Eric Decker be a red zone beast in the past, and we've also seen Jordan Matthews do something in the first 2 years that not many wide receivers have done. This is a great guy to have on your team, but I feel like his price is too high right now. The hype around him is getting even more than it was last year. For that reason, I would not pay what I need to pay for him. So then we look at Taywan Taylor. Taywan Taylor is 5'11", 203 pounds. I comp him to Doug Baldwin because they look very similar on film. He has 4.5 speed. He is phenomenal in his cuts and agility. His Spark score was great at the 104. Spark is the speed, power, agility, reaction, and quickness rating that Nike gives athletes. This weighs heavily in my rankings. Best thing about Taywan Taylor is that he's undrafted in startups. Very much can be found on the waiver wire or in free agency. in your dynasty leagues. This is a potential steal, and I think he fits Mariota's skill set more than Corey Davis. I'll cover this later on further shows and with the guests that I'm bringing in very soon. Just a little thing you should think about going forward and potentially get a free player that can make an instant impact on your team. If you have any questions about a trade, don't hesitate to use the trade chart, which can be found on Patreon, that I make personally myself, taking in all sorts of data and coming up with values for each player. Another way to go for the trade and always be closing is the Dynasty Trade Calculator. They have the cheapest of plans and they are the best in the business when it comes to helping you make a trade. Use your promo code DRAFTGENIUS to get a 10% discount today on any of their plans, and I promise you, you will leave feeling the best satisfaction you have felt whenever you see these trades pay off. Again, that's a Dynasty Trade Calculator, promo code DRAFTGENIUS. A little more on Taywan Taylor. Taywan Taylor went to Western Kentucky University. In his only season with the NFL last year, he went 16 for 28 for 231 yards and one touchdown. He only started four games. So, with this being said, it doesn't look very appealing. If you go back to his last two seasons at WKU, you can see he had 2,000-plus yard seasons. One was 1,400 and one was 1,730 yards. He had 17 touchdowns in both seasons. In his senior year, he went 98 receptions for 1,730 yards and 17 touchdowns. This is a locked-in wide receiver if he can put that play on the NFL field. I'm willing to take a shot on that. Speaking of shots you should take, this is this week's stash and grab. Those players I'm stashing and grabbing off of free agency for free and having on my bench going forward if I have an extra bench spot staying there, in no particular order, Keith Smith, because we know Gruden loves his fullbacks, and he will use this fullback in a pass-catching situation. This is someone who may be able to provide flex numbers depending on how much Gruden makes that Raiders offense go crazy. If you want a potential tight end one, target Luke Wilson on your waiver wire. He's the starting tight end for the Detroit Lions, and I've seen him available in some places. Elijah McGuire can do it all. This is another name I'm targeting if I need a running back that is often found on the waiver wire. Remember Austin Hooper, the big hype monster from last year? Well, he kind of didn't pan out for me, so I'm looking at his backup, Eric Saubert. He is a very, very athletic guy, and if Hooper busts this year, Saubert can boom. Last but not least, Chris Conley. He is an athletic freak and is the best all-around athlete in that Chiefs offense. That's all for the stash and grab. Now let's get into team by team, the main focus of this show, the big cornucopia of information. Each team's best dynasty value as of right now. Starting with the Arizona Cardinals, we have my man, Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk is a wide receiver, going around wide receiver 35 to wide receiver 38 in startup drafts. So as the wide receiver 38, it's really tough to find a consistent producer there. Most people are looking for someone who's going to provide an instant amount of just greatness to your team, which you won't find usually unless your league is full of losers. I don't play with losers. I'm here to make you winners and I'm here to be a winner. So this is who I'm targeting. Christian Kirk can be the wide receiver one in the Arizona Cardinals offense as soon as next year. Once Larry Fitzgerald is out the door, it's Christian Kirk time, baby. That's who I'm targeting. I think he has the potential to be the best wide receiver from this draft class. I'm not convinced it's Chad Williams there. Kirk is the person that I'm aiming for. He's also rooming with Josh Rosen. They're doing this to build a great relationship, and this is going to pay off sooner than later. I've moved him up in all of my rankings, PPR, standard, dynasty, redraft. This is a guy I'm targeting at his value because he's phenomenal. He can easily be a top 25 PPR wide receiver for his career. It might take a little while because of Larry Fitzgerald and because of the offense evolving right now. But I would target Christian Kirk if you can get him. As far as the Atlanta Falcons go, I was very, very tempted to go with Tevin Coleman. But I've touched on Tevin Coleman a lot, so I thought about bringing some variety and going Ito Smith, who is currently the running back 70 in ADP. His ADP is a lot higher than I like it, but I still get it as an asset to my team. We all know Tevin Coleman's going to leave next year. All of the signs are pointing to it. Whether they offer him a contract or not, he will be playing for another team, not the Falcons. So, the Falcons are seeing in their crystal ball what's going to happen. What do? They spend a fourth-round pick on Ito Smith. They value him a lot, and they kind of reach for him in the draft, if you ask me. He'll be sharing the backfield with Devontae Freeman, of course, so he will never be that bull running back. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with Theo Riddick-type production or Tevin Coleman-type production as a third-down guy. This is a guy you're getting as the running back 70? Yes, please. One of my favorite teams going forward is the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens have a boatload of guys that I like with their ADP currently. The list goes from Mark Andrews, Hayden Hurst, Jordan Lasley, Lamar Jackson, or Alex Collins. Oh, okay. You want me to cover a tight end? Let's do it. Hayden Hurst is currently the tight end 29 in ADP. He's another rookie that I have with all of the rookies on this list at tight end. But there's no way that he should be going after, let's say, the hype monster that I mentioned earlier in Austin Hooper. Or I've even seen him go after ASJ, which is Austin Seferian Jenkins. I don't trust Bortles to do well with his tight end, so I'm not going for ASJ. I'm going for Hayden Hurst. Flacco has shown to love his tight ends, going all the way back to Owen Daniel. Hayden Hurst is, of course, going to be 25 years old, which is very good age for someone to take the tight end position over. He's a rookie, but he is a pro. This is a pro's pro. I mean, come on, look. Bottom line, the Ravens have targeted tight ends 285 times in just the past 2 years. Hayden Hurst will be the best tight end out of this class in year one, above Mike Gesicki. On to the Buffalo Bills. Zay Jones is a great steal right here, but I have to go with their wide receiver one in that offense, Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin is usually the wide receiver 52 to wide receiver 54 in draft. Let's get something straight. I don't like Kelvin Benjamin. That offense is horrible. But he's a wide receiver 1 that you can get at the wide receiver 50 to 54 range. This spells fantasy gold all day. They have a bad receiving core. But who cares? Kelvin Benjamin will get force-fed targets, and he has shown to have some huge gains. This is a great bye week fill-in and someone who can potentially be a top 30 wide receiver if everything goes as I think he's a lock-in for 120 targets if he can stay on the field. There's no one else in that range that I would rather take than KB. That's who I'm targeting at the wide receiver 50 to 55 spot. Well, I said there would be more rookie tight ends, and none other than the Carolina Panthers' Ian Thomas. That's who I would want. If I don't have Hayden Hurts, I want Ian Thomas. He is the most clear path to instant targets coming as soon as this year. Yes, Greg Olsen's there, and Greg Olsen will be a great tight end this year. Top 5 potential, instantly. But Greg Olsen's going to leave sooner than later. It's very hard to find the best value in the Panthers because you have Funchess, you have Moore, all being drafted at good values right now. Either one of them can be a wide receiver. I don't like Cam Newton, but that's just me. So I'm targeting Ian Thomas. He's the tight end 35, and he is a great value. He can be a very, very great player in this offense, just like Greg Olsen is. He has plenty of experience that he needs to get on the field. Who else is a better teacher than Greg Olsen? Greg Olsen can be had for an expensive price, but the main beneficiary going forward from Greg Olsen will be Ian Thomas, and that's who I'm targeting as current ADP. He's going to be a great fantasy contributor and a possible championship-earning tight end whenever he starts for you in the future. This year's Los Angeles Rams, aka the Chicago Bears, have so many pieces I am loving right now. Whether that's Tariq Cohen, Mitchell Trubisky, Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, even Adam Shaheen, who's going undrafted because of the acquisition of Trey Burton. One name I'm paying attention to is Anthony Miller, who's being drafted around the wide receiver 53 range, similar to Kelvin Benjamin. I like him more than Kelvin Benjamin. I will say that now. Matt Nagy will do wonders there. That's the great news. The great, great news is Matt Nagy is there, and he will instantly help Anthony Miller become a fantasy star. Allen Robinson is the clear-cut number one, but he is also coming off an ACL tear, and that's just very hard to take into account whenever you have a number one receiver. You don't want to trust someone with an ACL tear. Come in Anthony Miller, who can easily take some work off of Allen Robinson, and it'll help them both. He's a great discount right now, and his skill set is so good. This could be one of the best route runners in this class. He will play the slot, and I could see them having very much Doug Baldwin seasons going forward. He's the 53rd, 54th wide receiver right now in startup drafts, and I think him and Trubisky have a very bright future ahead of them. The Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone knows the current ADP guy I'm going for, and that's Joe Mixon. He's going as the RB12 in startups, which is about 26th to 30th overall. I love Joe Mixon, and that's where his ADP should be. I think he can be a top 5 running back going forward, and I'm taking him where I can. As I spoke on earlier, the Cleveland Browns have so many pieces. Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Corey Coleman, Tony Callaway, David Njoku. I mean, you name it. They have running backs for days. So who's the main beneficiary of all this? It's Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is going undrafted in redraft leagues and as the quarterback 21. I will let everybody take a starting quarterback. Then I'll take Baker and take a streaming quarterback for this first 4 or 6. Everybody says, yeah, Baker didn't have a good 40 time. But he can run. Have you seen this guy play? The film speaks for itself. Who else is better for him to learn than Tyrod Taylor? Tyrod Taylor is a great rushing quarterback and a good decision maker whenever he has the ball in his hands. Baker needs to learn this from someone that he can trust, and Tyrod Taylor will lead him in the right direction. Baker is very much fluctuating in my rankings depending on the offseason moves they continue to make. I think he has the upside to be a top 10 quarterback for me in Dynasty, and I would not be surprised if he gets there by the start of the season, depending on the talks of him and the future of that franchise. If you've listened to this show, you know my praise for Michael Gallup. In that Dallas Cowboys offense, he will be the number one wide receiver. Lock that in. Troll me if I get it wrong. But Michael Gallup all the way. He's the wide receiver 47, and I love it. He will beat Allen Hurns and beat Deontay Thompson, even beat anybody else they bring in. Any free agent, this guy will be the real deal. I love his tape, I love his college production, and he has a great future with Dak. Dak and him can be a great duo going forward. Similar to how I like Lamar Jackson and Alex Collins, I might be liking Dak and Michael Gallup. This will be a great stack in DFS going forward as well. So pay attention to Gallup. He is someone you can get at wide receiver 47 to wide receiver 50 range, and I am going on that all day long. Because keep in mind, Jason Witten is out the door, and he left behind 100 targets per year. Those targets have to go somewhere, and they don't have a reliable tight end on their roster yet. Arguably the most improved team in the AFC West this season, the Denver Broncos have a crazy, crazy wide receiver core right now. I'm on record saying this is the wide receiver core that I would want as a quarterback, and I think any quarterback in the NFL would be salivating over this wide receiver core if they had it. I like Carlos Henderson a lot. He's the wide receiver 100 right now in ADP. Last year we were seeing him go as high as the wide receiver 45. That's a crazy change. Yeah, he had a hand injury or a thumb injury that helped him get off the field the whole year, but who cares? This guy is a player. I spoke on him last show with his buddy Trent Taylor. This is a phenomenal athlete, and this is who I'm targeting in this Denver Bronco offense going forward. The Broncos are going to cut Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders after this, so why not get part of their future and play for the future? Their future is Cortland Sutton, Carlos Henderson, and Deshaun Hamilton. That is a wide receiver set that beats anything going forward on paper. That's who I love, and that's who I'm getting. Don't be afraid to pair him with Courtland Sutton or Deshaun Hamilton. Stack all the receivers if you have to on that offense. Lock it down. You will not regret it. The Detroit Lions was a hard one going forward. Yes, I like Kerryon Johnson, but I'm not too psyched about his ADP. But I'll give it a try. His ADP is running back 28, and even though I'm hesitant to get him there, if the draft isn't going my way, I will take him there because you need a running back, and he's a rookie who can provide and surprise people. I'm a little low on him, but who cares? The value is there, and I'm willing to do it. He was taken in the second round, as I've said before. This draft capital shows Detroit will give him the bulk load of carries. He will have good opportunity there, especially learning from Blunt and having a few downs taken off so he can breathe while Theo Riddick does work. Running back is for the young, so go for Kerryon Johnson at running back 28 to running back 30. The Green Bay Packers, the only answer is Devontae Adams. He's the wide receiver 8 in drafts, going about 21 to 25 overall. He's currently my wide receiver 4 in my rankings, and I love Devontae Adams. This man has a very bright future, and we saw this guy is a player. He got hit very hard last year, got knocked out of the game, and was there playing and scoring fantasy points for you the next week. Get him in all your leagues if you can, but not from me. Going forward, I got the Houston Texans next. Houston Texans is very hard to project because all of the ADP are inflated because of Deshaun Watson. Rightfully so. Deshaun Watson set the league on fire last year before his injury and increased the value of all players in this Texans offense. Jordan Atkins is someone I'm going and targeting at the very end of my drafts. You can usually get him in round 18, say. This could be the potential starting tight end for the Houston Texans. A more common name you might know is Deontay Foreman. His current ADP is running back 35. I'm not as high as Foreman on all the other players, but there's great buzz around him, and they are reportedly sending out these little feelers for Lamar Miller. I don't think that's a good idea because Foreman is coming off of Achilles injury that is very hard to get over. But if they do cut Lamar Miller or trade him, Foreman immediately becomes a starting running back in that offense and has the potential to be an RB1. It's up to you. I don't know who I'd rather have at the running back 35 position, but I guess I'd take Foreman. He's worth the shot, and he has shown last year, especially in his last game for the Texans, that he can ball. So take the shot. Lamar Miller ain't going to be there for long. The Indianapolis Colts are next. I could have gone the normal way and chosen Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, Christine Michael, any of their little wide receivers they drafted, but I'm not. I'm going to go Ryan Grant. You know why? Because his ADP is undrafted. This is someone who's on the waivers. I guarantee it. He was brought in to start in two wide receiver sets and can easily be a top 75 wide receiver that you get for free. If Andrew Luck returns and is in his full form where he's dominating defenses and picking them apart left and right, it shouldn't surprise you if this guy finishes in the top 50. It won't surprise me, so go and get him. So I'm asking you, who's your favorite Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver? I bet you didn't say Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee is a wide receiver 1 going at wide receiver 61. This is a great addition to any fantasy team because he is a great flex. He has wide receiver 1 ceiling, like he showed in some games last year, and he's the unquestioned wide receiver 1 for this team. Yes, they have D.D. Westbrook, and they also have Keelan Cole. They have a bunch of other names, but this is the one I want out of that whole group. I'm trying to stay away from offenses like this as I normally do because there's too much clouds around it. But I do like Marquise Lee for where he's going, and I'd be willing to take him if I'm in need of some wide receiver help. I'm a Raiders fan, so I hate the Chiefs. One Chief I do love is Patrick Mahomes. He makes me wish he was on another team. Patrick Mahomes' ADP is the pick 135 overall. He's being picked left and right above a bunch of different quarterbacks, so I couldn't nail in on specifically the quarterback ADP that he had. Mahomes has only thrown 35 NFL passes. He's going about, if I'd have to say, quarterback 8 to quarterback 15 in startup drafts. I would target him if you want to take that shot on Mahomes. He's not a must-have, but he can be a must-have as soon as this year if he proves that what we saw in that last game isn't just a fluke and he can make plays with his legs and make athletic throws. Honorable mention is Spencer Ware. He is the best handcuff in fantasy football right now. The Los Angeles Charger. Who am I going to go with? Do you think it's Mike Williams? Do you think it's Austin Ekeler? Do you think it's Virgil Green, who's the Chargers tight end that will replace Hunter Henry and is being undrafted? Nah, I'm going to go with my man Justin Jackson. My love for Justin Jackson is very evident in all of my tweets and all of my work. I do think Hunter Henry is a great value at the tight end 5 position, but he's hurt. So I don't want to tell you to get a hurt guy right now like I did earlier in the show, because I mentioned it once. I'm not going to keep talking about it. Justin Jackson is the guy I want in this offense. I think he can easily get some playing time this year, playing behind one of the more fragile running backs in Melvin Gordon, and he has the potential to start in that Chargers offense in 2 years. He has a great offensive line that's very underrated and no one thinks about. Yes, Austin Ekeler is there, but Justin Jackson is a better overall running back than him. He's probably going to be on your waiver wire in all of your redraft leagues, and he's somebody you could get in the last round of your dynasty. Get him and hold him on your bench and watch the money rake in whenever he starts. Keeping the theme of running backs, let's go with the Los Angeles Rams and John Kelly. John Kelly is the current RB53. Kelly isn't really good at anything, but he's decent at everything. He can be a great backup to Todd Gurley and immediately becomes an RB1 if Todd Gurley gets hurt because of the usage the Rams have with their running back. He might be the best pass-catching running back in the class, but that's a question that bears more research. I wouldn't want Kelly over any starting running back in the NFL, but I would want him over 90% of the backups in the NFL. Take that into account. Get Kelly if he's free. Most likely he is, and that's a great deal for you and me. Oh, the hype monsters. This is the time of the year that all the hype monsters come out, and I just can't deal with it. So you know what I'm doing with the hype monsters? I'm using Dynasty Trade Calculator in order to make these deals, because I want to see what the hype is being perceived as around the fantasy industry and around the fantasy leagues that I play in. Dynasty Trade Calculator gives you so much value for the price you pay for it. This is a deal that beats any other deal in the market, and I am being sure to always have that on me, whether it's a bookmark on my phone or whether it's the main screen on my computer. Dynasty Trade Calculator is where you want to make your trades. Go to DynastyTradeCalculator.com, promo code DraftGenius for 10% off your deal, and nail those trades in. On the topic of hype monsters, let's get into a few. Miami Dolphins has Devontae Parker. Yeah, everyone knows he looks amazing in the offseason, but whenever we see him on the field during the year, he disappoints a lot. Hopefully this is the year he puts it together. I'm a little scared. He's always been inside the top 25 dynasty wide receivers. His current ADP is wide receiver 35, wide receiver 34. Before he got hurt this past year, he had around 20 catches for 230 yards and a touchdown. I think that was up to week 3 or week 4. Yeah, they had a bye week somewhere in there. Jarvis Landry left. There's tons of targets to go around. I think Julius Thomas left too, so they have those little targets to go around also. I'd go for him. I'd go for him if the price is right. You know, he averages 5 receptions for about 70 yards whenever he sees 6 targets. This would be good. This would be a good grab if he pans out. So, might as well. I mean, he's playing for something, and he's going to be a free agent next year, unless they re-up on his contract. So this is somebody I'm targeting if I need wide receiver depth and somebody's very down on him, like I know a lot of people. Another hype monster is Minnesota Vikings' own new quarterback, Kirk the Captain Cousins. Captain Kirk, man, he is the quarterback 11 right now in the startup drafts, and rightfully so. He has locked in top 20 wide receivers. Two wide receivers that can be wide receiver ones for any team they go to, in Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. He has so many threats, and their defense is great there. Dalvin Cook is a lock-in top 10 running back. We saw that last year. He had a full year to recover, and he can easily provide some cushion to Kirk Cousins, whether it's in the passing game or whether it's taking the defense and letting them spread out, because, hey, look, you can't just load the box, okay? You got to spread out against Kirk Cousins. He also has Kyle Rudolph, who's going to be a top 10 tight end. If you put all these things together, it immediately gives you a top 12 quarterback season, and that is somebody I'm taking all day in Kirk Cousins. Oh, the hype, the hype, the hype is so exciting. Yes, Georgia's own Sony Michel with the New England Patriots. Patriots, what the hell were you doing with this pick? Anyway, going at running back 19, it's a hard decision. Sony Michel, I don't think he starts this year. I don't. I think it's more of a committee, but he's more of a plan going forward. Brady loves to throw, but he's getting old. So I do think that they run a lot more. Historically, the Patriots don't draft running backs this high. They really don't. So take note. Bill Belichick likes him for a reason. He can do it all, and he's proven to do it all. The only thing he has to deal with is his fumbling. We know Bill will sit any player on that offense if he fumbles. You could take the chance and go for Sony Michel at running back 19 or 20. He can provide you an RB1 going forward for a cheap price right now. On the hype train we go to the New Orleans Saints. Alvin Kamara, baby. This guy will be an RB1 this year, no doubt, barring injury. He's going as the RB6. I'm taking him there, and I think he's a great value in that Saints offense. I would also consider Tre'Quan Smith, who's around the wide receiver 75, even going undrafted in some areas, because he's the wide receiver 4 in that offense on paper. They also have Cam Meredith, who's at a good ADP as well, and they don't really have a tight end. They brought in Benjamin Watson, but I don't think he's going to pan out like he did at one time for the Saints. So I'm going with the lock-in at Alvin Kamara if I can get him. He's going in the first round, suitably so. He's a first-round talent, and I'm warming up more and more to him as a starting running back in all of my... So we touched on a little bit of the hype monsters. Let's go to New York Giants. Not a hype monster, but my guy, Sterling Shepard. Wide receiver 40 in ADP. We saw all of these little news reports that Odell could get traded. Shepard's value went up. Odell said they were resuming talks, and Shepard's value sunk down. Well, he has a coach who loves him. Pat Shurmur did wonders for Adam Thielen, and will do wonders for Sterling Shepard. He's more talented than Adam Thielen. We saw Thielen and Stephon Diggs succeed with the Vikings. If Beckham gets hurt or leaves the Giants, Shepard is instantly a wide receiver 1 and a top 20 wide receiver going forward in his career. For the New York Jets, we're going to keep it simple. I love Eli McGuire. Thomas Rawls and Isaiah Crowell kind of clouded that backfield for me, so I'm staying away for now. Feel like McGuire's value will sink even lower than it is. You could get him on pennies. So, let's go to the wide receivers. Yeah, I could say Sam Darnold at quarterback, but I'm not. Ardarius Stewart has a great chance to provide some production as soon as this year. I think Sam Darnold and him can form a bond going forward. Ardarius Stewart kind of looks like a Steve Smith, but not so much. He just makes great plays with the ball in his hands. But he's not as powerful and doesn't fight as much as Steve Smith for the ball. I think Todd Bowles could be out the door if coming very soon. And I like Alabama wide receiver. You pair an Alabama wide receiver with a new coach. What we know what the new coach is going to do, he's going to use the Alabama wide receiver because of school capital. It matters where these players go to school. Basically, SEC biased. Let's do it. Go for him. He's going undrafted. You can't make a better decision on waiver wire at wide receiver, argue. On the Alabama train, I guess we're just hopping from train to train today, we're going to go to the Oakland Raiders. Amari Cooper is the sauce. He has the sauce. He is the sauce to the team. He's going to be a great wide receiver in this league. Very similar to Tim Brown, I think, for the Raiders. He's going as the wide receiver 9, which is exactly where I take him. He is an instant difference maker, especially the bond, the AC/DC bond that Carr and Cooper have. He is priced perfectly, and you don't have to overpay to get him in your drafts. Last year, he was being around the number 5 wide receiver in drafts. This year, he's cheaper. Get him while he's cheap. You will not regret it. The Philadelphia Eagles are next. Corey Clement is the guy I'm targeting with an ADP of 122 overall. Hey, what can I say? Everyone knows I love Alex Collins. Corey Clement looks like Alex Collins when he plays. He has, yeah, a little bit more burst, but this guy runs heavy. This guy runs like a monster. I love Corey Clement, and I'm getting him everywhere I can. Little fun fact for all of you JHIE, Corey Clement will lead the Eagles in fantasy production this season. Based on PPR points from 2017, when JHIE became an Eagle, that's from week 9 to week 17, Ajayi had 65 fantasy points on 80 touches in that offense. Corey Clement had 57 points on 46 touches, and that is efficiency at its finest. Double Corey Clement's touches and rationalize them with his points, you get 114 points. That's very similar to JJ's touches, but a lot more points. I'm going for Corey Clement where I can get him. Pittsburgh Steelers. My man, Jalen Samuels. That's who I'm going for. He's going to be a great running back in that offense one day. Let's hit on Vance McDonald's for now, because y'all all heard the Jalen Samuels spiel, and y'all love it. I know y'all love it, but it is what it is, and that's it. I can't say much more than I've said about him, just for you to watch for him. It's being said right now that Vance McDonald's will be heavily used in that offense. That's a great thing. They haven't had a great tight end since Heath Miller. McDonald is an exceptional athlete and is playing with a great elite quarterback. He's the tight end 42, so I'd go for him right now. He should be around the tight end 30 ADP. Wrapping this little thing up, we start with the San Francisco 49ers. Marquise Goodwin is a dog. That guy was great in the final weeks of his season last year with Jimmy G at the helm. I like Jimmy G a lot. He should do great things in that offense. But Marquise Goodwin should benefit from all the bombs he's throwing downtown. He can produce like a top 40 wide receiver. Over the final 6 games, Goodwin had 33 catches for 462 yards and a touchdown. That's the wide receiver 13 in that time. That's someone I'm definitely getting on my team. You should too. The Seattle Seahawks. I like Brandon Marshall. He's going undrafted. So if you can get him undrafted, then why not, right? But I also like Nick Vannett, who I spoke on earlier shows. Normally he's going undrafted, but I guess what I've been saying about him is catching people's ears. He's going as a tight end 35, so he's slowly rising. He was behind Jimmy Graham and Luke Wilson that last year, but they're both gone. He's only seen about 20 targets, but he's caught 15 of them and put up a touchdown and 150 yards. He has third-round draft capital, and he can easily be a great asset in that offense going forward. So, if you need a tight end, start throwing the Vannett. Ronald Jones. I don't like him. Let's get that straight. Tampa Bay Buccaneers made a mistake drafting him. Instead of going for a Geis, going for Nick Chubb, going for Sony Michel, going for any running back besides Ronald Jones. But he's being drafted at the running back 23. If he gets that starting spot, he can easily finish higher than running back 23. That's it. That's all I got to say about him. If you like him, take him there, not anytime sooner. I also like Chris Godwin, because I think Mike Evans is very inefficient, and I can back it up with film and stats. Chris Godwin is coming up in that offense. They also have a guy named Justin Watson, who you should have on your radar 100% of your leagues, but Godwin is being drafted where he should be. Justin Watson is an undrafted free agent you could get for free. So keep those two names in your little pocket when in drafts. Washington Redskins. Jamison Crowder, the wide receiver one in that offense, will benefit great with Alex Smith. Jamison Crowder can fit that Tyreek Hill role a little bit, playing those little short routes and turning them into something special. Alex Smith loves that. Jamison Crowder can be that Tyreek Hill for Alex Smith again, turning those short routes into something special. Alex Smith loves that. Jamison Crowder was great at getting separation last year. Josh Doctson was too, and so was Paul Richardson. So this is a great wide receiver group for Alex Smith because he needs wide receivers that can get separation. That's why he was good with a gadget player like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill can get separation from the best of him because he is the cheetah. He is a great, fast human being that can run more than anyone in the NFL right now. So, brings me to Jameson Crowder. This guy is not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but he has a very similar play style. He plays a lot bigger than his 5'8 self. Target him if you are targeting a Washington Redskins wide receiver. I like Josh Doctson as well and Paul Richardson, but out of the three, I have to go with Jameson. I saved the Tennessee Titans for last because it's Deion Lewis, Taywan Taylor, and Rashard Matthews. I love Deion Lewis this year. Deion Lewis can easily be the best running back on this team. I think he leads the team in fantasy points at the running back position way better than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry will be the goal line back, and Deion Lewis will get some goal line work as well. Deion Lewis can easily be a down per down back. He can catch, he can run. So why not go for it? Lewis is going to be in that DeMarco Murray role in the Tennessee Titans offense and is in great shape. He's only 27 years old, and he's higher valued than Jay Ajayi, Ronald Jones, Kerryon Johnson, just to name a couple running backs that I've talked about here. That's who I'm taking. I think he can truly have a breakout season, similar to how he did with the Patriots, but even better in that role. That's all I have for you today. This is exactly what you deserve. Cornucopia of information to hold you over for my vacation. The vacation cornucopia. That's all it is. Again, check out my friends at Dynasty Trade Calculator and use the promo code DRAFTGENIUS for a 10% discount on their material. DTC is a must-have for any fantasy player out there. Dynasty, Redraft, IDP, Superflex, any type of league, you name it. They got it. They can help you out so much. Use the promo code DRAFTGENIUS when checking out. You receive yourself a nice little gift. That's from my friends at DTC, DynastyTradeCalculator.com. I'm your host, DraftGenius. You can check me out on Twitter, at TheDraftGenius, on SleeperBot, at SWDraftGenius. I will have that DraftGenius website coming soon. Pay attention to that. Support me on Patreon.com/DynastyWire. You will get all kinds of gifts and goodies, get specific material just meant for Patreon customers. On average, our patrons are a lot more successful in their leagues than non-patrons because they get exclusive material that isn't just on the show, that won't be on the site. There's certain podcasts that will have interviews that just go on Patreon where I might bring in the best analysts in fantasy football and boom, you can't listen to that show because you're not a patron. So go to patreon.com/DynastyWire. Support me, and I will support you as much as I can. That's all I got for you. Hit me with your questions and anything else on Twitter or on SleeperBot. Check out SleeperWire. Support Rob's GoFundMe. Enjoy your championship. You're going to love it. We interrupt this outro with clue number three. Over the past three seasons, I'm 1.29% in my interception rate. This is second best, only to Tom Brady in the NFL. I have 283 carries for 1,575 yards and 14 touchdowns. That is only second to Cam Newton. So the only quarterback better than me in interception percentage is Tom Brady. The only quarterback with better carries than me and more yards and touchdowns is Cam Newton. Who am I? I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.